Lee Harvey Osmond brother. And VJ Pussycat
says, okay.
You said climax. No, you said that.
Oh.
Not you, but you. You says, I am hard Lee Harvey Osmond brother. Okay, whatever.
See, VJ our Pussycat listeners says, are the most clever people. They're just so funny and clever.
Are they really human beings, though?
Well, no, it's probably robo calls.
Maybe they're just bot flies. You just type in clever
and it gives you little witticisms. You think that's not a...
Neologism?
I'm sure that exists.
No, jokes. Armstrong-ism?
You know. I gotta spell
Neil
it out
Armstrong's
for you.
Neil Armstrong's-ism.
Don't make me spell it out for you.
Climax Goldie Twins. What's that? You says you. DJ Pussycat says you. And you says Climax Goldie Twins.
Now, when you say you, are you saying the letter you?
You
or the
no,
word
you.
You?
You, you, you. You, I'm saying you.
Okay, the letter. Okay.
No.
The word.
You.
Okay, the word.
You. Which word?
You.
Well, which you?
You.
Who's on first?
The pronoun.
The pronoun. No, it's not the pronoun. It's the noun.
So, continue. You.
E-W-E-U. You, 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 you,
oh,
you.
Yes.
Where have you been all night?
The, yes. And what does you, you say?
You, anything, I just told you,
you
what you said.
All right,
Jesus,
and what
this
does
is
the
just, I can't
and,
believe
and
it.
And what's the reply?
Follow the bouncing ball. You is the reply, VJ Pussycat, you.
And what did the other person say?
You said Climax Goldie Twins.
Oh.
And VJ Pussycat says, what oils Doppelkoop do? What oils Doppelkoop do? What oils Doppelkoop do?
That's beautiful. Oils Doppelkoop.
Oh, Dougie, I love you.
That's like a whole novel.
Well, Dougie's not Coop.
Okie.
Or wait, Coop is Dougie.
Your terminology is crude.
No, Dougie, Coop,
I'm
Coop,
I'm
going
to have
Coop,
to buy
Coop.
One of these things so that I can...
One of know, what things?
See for myself. Tablet.
A candy bar.
You know what? They're cheap. They're under $200.
Wrigley Spearmint
right?
Gum.
K-Rob, isn't that right?
You can get a cheap tablet.
A tablet, like a used tab.
You were telling me that you just jacked them at the pharmacy all the time. Whenever you needed tablets,
bucks.
You just went in there and grabbed a few. I remember you telling me that here several weeks ago.
That I did that?
You say you go into the pharmacy and you jack tablets. Jack the tabs. Yes, that's what you said. You jack the tabs.
Oh, I see, yeah.
What would oils dopal
the allergy tabs.
Those tabs.
I would never jack a freaking electronic device unless it was incredibly small. It would have to
well,
be
there
easy.
Are small tablets.
You
now.
Know, it's like
they're made for
really
small minds.
I really need Parmesan cheese, and they're overpriced, Kraft, and they are the only thing on the market, and they cost too much. So damn it, yeah, I do shoplift Kraft Parmesan cheese. Also, they're easy to slip into your pocket because it's that long tube.
Hey, Rob, do you have any sort of a
hello,
an implement
security,
that might
Parmesan.
Allow
hurts,
that to be
hurts
into the
security,
rotation?
Arrest me.
I don't think that's too tight.
I've already
too tight,
eaten all of my.
Michael's the expert on tightness. I'm the expert on slack.
I want tightness, but not so tight you can't suck through it. You have to be able to.
Do you swallow when you suck
through
it?
I try to. But no, you won't let me. It's just too hard.
I'm not you.
Now, is that E W E?
Right.
Or, okay.
Exactly. I'm not you. Don't try to tell me what you do. I am not you.
Now, is this on the screen or?
It's on the level. I'm being straight up. I'm
okay.
On the level.
And what is
I'm
that?
Not screening anything at all.
Okay.
No wall, no screen, no buffer. Just right straight through to the point.
Which is, what is
you.
The next thing on the chat?
That's wood chips.
Wood chips?
VJ Pussycat says that's wood chips. That's wood chips.
You know, it's like trying to decipher kind of what do they call them?
I don't know.
I
lost your mind. I didn't read
the
it.
The woman that straddles the crack in the earth, the oracle of Apollo at Delphi.
Oh, Sheila and the gig.
The crack in the earth.
Sheila and the gig, right?
Mists come up, and they tell her what the prophecies are. And the
Charo. That was Charo.
She's called a... there's two names. Well, Oracle. But the woman herself is known as a... I'll think of it. You know how these things go. You ultimately do find what you're thinking. Just like if you lose an object. You do, but you don't ever find it until you stop looking for it. It's a universal law, is it not?
I wholeheartedly concur.
That's right.
Wholeheartedly concur.
Now, this could be K-Rob music himself. Is this...
This is a K-Rob moment. Don't upset K-Rob again,
be.
Michael.
It's not a complex...
You do it every time you hear you upset him.
I don't... Yeah. No.
You and your upset.
Still, well... I suppose, K-Rob, you've... by now you've thrown out all your old cassettes, right?
When's Michael's birthday again?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well. Yeah. Right. Well, I was wondering because if one ever comes up that says Raymond and Peter, that's mine that disappeared the day we did our gig. When Raymond and Peter, yeah. Have you ever come across that? It's just a naked cassette. No. Yes. And, I came home without it. That's all I can remember. And yeah, because I had even taken it out of the case, I think. I don't know if you would have the case. But. Yes. Right. Scrawled almost. By Fred Rinney, who was the guy that gave me that. And it had Raymond and Peter screaming and yelling on both sides. Although I know that. There is more than 90 minutes of that, I think.
VJ Pussycat says episode 8, and you said EpiPenmanship.
EpiPen. Right, the EpiPen. Right.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I didn't. Oh, you mean EWE
why,
said
why am
that.
I getting blamed for you?
Well, because you have to distinguish between the three U's. The U, the Y-O-U, and the E-W-E.
This is not use, this
so
is
you
abuse.
You have to spell it.
Not use.
It's a spelling.
You're abusing me, not using me.
I see.
This is usury.
You don't like spelling.
Raymond in Pita says peppercorn. Raymond, R-A-I-M-E-N-T in Pita.
Yeah.
Raymond in Pita. Raymond in
Raymond,
Peter.
Raymond
in Peter.
You know, Raymond as in, you know, Raymond, you know, as in Dustin Hoffman, you know, Raymond, as in everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody
all,
loves Raymond.
Which we all love and know.
I hate Raymond.
And the show you hate to love.
I hate
love to
hate. Raymond.
And Peter.
I hate the Beatles.
Raymond and Peter.
I don't like Peter. I don't
one
like salt
was very deeply
I like salt,
embittered, long-time alcoholic, 60-something
like
crab
but I like
who would scream at the other 60-something long-time alcoholic broken down gay guy, gay 60-something crab.
Paul Lynde.
And they were both
alcoholics. Really crabby,
yeah.
Gay 60s guy. But it was all just a put on. Paul Lynde wasn't really crabby. He just acted crabby.
Yeah.
Remember Paul Lynde?
Oh, he was great.
Paul Lynde was great. Really
and
nice
then
crabby.
The other guy, he was the funniest of all those contestants, easily.
The gay one.
As was the guy
What was the guy that did Charles Nelson Reilly.
Exactly.
How did I know what you were thinking of?
Of course, I told you, there was only a few.
I found it.
Yeah, but there's. And then the guy on.
Richie Poo.
Who's the guy on Laugh-In?
Alan Seuss.
That was Alan Seuss.
Remember Alan Seuss? Yeah,
right.
Alan Seuss was great. Alan Seuss is still alive.
Oh my!
He's friends
well,
with Judy
Liberace.
Karn.
Liberace,
Judy
of
Karn.
Course.
Yeah, but they weren't. He wasn't on
Tiny
Laugh-In.
Tim.
He wasn't on Laugh-In either. Actually, Tiny Tim was.
Of course they weren't,
Liberace,
you fool.
Tim, Tiny just, Tim was on Laugh-In.
We're just talking
Liberace
about...
Liberace was on Batman. He played
not,
twin brothers.
We're going beyond mere
twin
categories
Peaks.
Of which show we're at.
This is who... This is a Trivial Pursuit right now.
No.
And I'm going to demolish
you. We're just talking
you
about...
Trivial Pursuiting.
I'm going to
pursue
time,
you all around this... Any
decade, old time, supposedly.
Oh, I'll win. I know I'm going to win.
No.
I'll bet you I'll win. Want to bet?
On the QT, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
What did Charles Nelson Reilly
gay, but not really saying it, stars of stage and screen.
Charles Nelson Reilly was Witchy Poo. If you're online, look it up. And Charles Nelson Reilly's last name is not like the life of. It is R-E-I-L-L-Y, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh.
And you are forgiven for the misspelling, VJ Pussycat. You are, I'm sure, too young to remember these things. Though I'm not too sure. I'm sure I'm
well,
not sure.
Well, you're not sure about anything,
I'm
really.
She's probably from the
CIA, and they're taking notes on...
If she has to be. Radio Belen CIA is, you know, can't spell the one without the other, right? Well, you can spell one without the other. You can't spell another without other.
That's right.
Come on, Michael, keep up. Come on.
Well, I think we should sort of finish the end of the line of that particular line.
Period, the end. Over.
But I do exactly still want to keep up with the chat. Where are we left off?
Hollywood Squares, I know that.
Does
VJ Pussycat knows that.
Is anyone there?
Yay, VJ Pussycat.
Okay, good. You're still there? Good.
Raymond and Peter.
What have you done with her?
Peppycorn. Where can I get a Peppy pin?
Oh,
right here on Radio Valencia, VJ Pussycat.
I don't think there's Peppy pin, but a Peppy corn.
A Peppy corn.
You can buy those at the store. I think.
Do you have any right now? If you take your shoes off, could we see some
peppercorns? What were they? The things that you got at Halloween that were
between
white?
Your toes when your shoes are too tight?
No, they were just white and yellow little things you got. They were delish that you got at Halloween.
Witchy Poo was Charles Nelson Reilly on HR Puffin stuff. If you have online
now,
access,
you,
DJ Pussycat, I don't.
Are you getting that from the chat room?
I am.
Wow, they are obsessed.
You're boring me, Michael. I'm just talking to VJ Pussycat
keep
ranting and go ahead. I don't care.
Well, I thought you were reading from the chat line.
I am reading from the chat line.
Obsessed with Charles Nelson Reilly.
They is VJ Pussycat.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if it's an obsession
Paul
or not. Witchy Poo was... wasn't Witchy Poo was... Charles Nelson Reilly was Witchy Poo. I'm pretty darn sure of that.
Who else? Well, who was the next one?
The next which one?
The next gay TV star.
Robert Redford?
Nope. No, not a, like one movie. I'm talking about... You know... well, first of all... In the Closet...
Robert
and
Redford
then
starred Brokeback Mountain. Did you see Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, but that's not
Redford
the first
was
one. You're jumping way ahead. Yeah, I didn't see it, though, but that was 90s. Well, I'm talking, okay. Well, there was, you know...
Ratso Rizzo and...
remember Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon?
They weren't gay.
No, but it was a fun romp. It was like considered at the time a...
At 3:10
a risque...
VJ Pussycat
tranny
said, the
romp.
Odd Couple.
It was a tranny romp. Remember the end? And the...
What? The end.
The guy, the and end of the movie, the guy motorboats off with Jack Lemmon, even though he now knows that he's a man. That was scandalous in 1953 or something, you know, the end of that movie.
What was that, The Seven-Year Itch?
No, that was, you know, the one, Some Like It Hot, with Marilyn Monroe.
Sesame Street Alien has just arrived.
Funny movie.
Okay, Sesame Street Alien, it's good to see you.
Oh, she must, did GVJ say that?
VJ Pussycat said, that is the weirdest pop culture thing I never knew. And Sesame Street Alien said,
oh,
nobody's perfect, in quotations.
Okay.
Well, quotation marks.
Yeah.
The quotation was in quotation marks.
As they
Lennon,
say.
Lennon, narcs, quotation narcs. They just tell everybody
they
what
just
someone
look for
said.
Them and then they find you.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
over.
They drop the dime of imperfection.
Some people do overuse quotation marks. Don't forget, novels, films, these are all capitalized and underlined or bold, whereas your magazine articles or newspaper articles would be quotation marks.
Not quotation marks, actually. They get those little apostrophes.
Periodicals would tend to be italicized.
Periodically, they do, but not always.
But of course, it depends if you're the Chicago Manual style.
Oh, yes, periodicals get italicized in, yes. Oh, that's correct, Michael. I'm just
absolutely
so stupid.
No, it's true. Periodicals are but it's just articles, essays are
referencing
usually
in papers, the periodicals
quotation marks, but
period,
but if it's a work,
Charles Nelson Knight is
opera,
not witchy poo.
It should be bold or underlined.
I am struck down with a fact. Come on,
but nothing should be all caps,
fake news.
Really.
Come on.
Unless it's a logo.
What
or you're
logo?
Shouting, you know.
The
which
logos.
Which is rude.
I wasn't shouting. I'm rude, but I'm not shouting. Now I'm not saying anything.
Wrong.
Can you hear me? I'm not saying anything.
Yes. Wrong. Want some of this?
Are you choking
again,
Michael?
You want a piece
Michael?
Of this?
Look, there's that, too. Now you have a lighter, K-Rob.
Oh, my shit! Look at that! Just sitting there like as if dropped by some...
Drop Sunday.
Seagull, albatross, some...
An albatross.
Some stork.
The flight of the albatross.
Rotted in a...
Didn't Charles Nelson Reilly write that poem? The Flight of the Albatross?
There you are. Didn't he?
Charles Nelson, widely.
Hey!
Oh, VJ Pussycat, what was the weirdest
okay.
pop culture thing that you never knew? That Michael Pepe just threw a beer can across the room? You didn't know that because you didn't see it. I've told
that she
you what
liked
happened. Do you believe
the
me?
Beatles, Beethoven.
There's two T's in that name.
Mozart.
One of them is silent. You can take your pick, VJ Pussycat.
What can you say about a girl who died? See, you forget
back. Rest
that.
In peace.
You young people. You don't remember Love Story. Oh, everyone's heart broke.
Oh, Ally McGraw.
This was the era of love.
I can't what take it anymore.
It was all about love.
Whatever happened to Ally McGraw?
That same year, the Romeo and Juliet came out, and that was a
she
huge
married Steve hit. McQueen, and that was the end of it, right? He swept
these
her off
movies
her feet,
wouldn't even be
run away
hits
on a
now.
Motorcycle, dumped her in the trunk of a Mustang, up and down the hills of San Francisco.
What would the love story? Oh, Summer of 42 was around that time. Dr. Zhivago was a little before then. All these romances from the, I don't know. There's not as many romances.
Lara's
now, I don't
song.
Think. You know what? Nora Ephron ruined it. Is what it was. Nora Ephron.
What about Delia Ephron? There are four Ephron sisters
turned,
that won 20 yeah. games for the Baltimore Orioles. Can you name all four?
Ephrons?
Four Ephron sisters that won 20 games in one season for the Baltimore Orioles. Can you name them?
Yeah, Nora, Zora, Tora.
Neil and Hurston.
And Persmadora.
Delia, Nora.
Who was 6'8", and weighed 270 pounds.
Yeah, one of those Efron sisters just published a novel a couple of weeks ago. She writes sort of weird, goofy mystery novels like that what's her name?
She's terrible.
Flowers in the Attic. I don't like her either, no. Flowers in the Attic. What was her
name?
It's like
second-rate Paul Simon. What's his name? Not Paul Simon, but Neil Simon.
He's terrible. Wasn't he married to Bonnie Bedelia? Paul Simon?
No, no way. Paul Simon, maybe, yeah.
Paul, Matt Bone. Remember
them?
Who?
Only you know and I know.
You?
Bonnie and Delaney.
You.
They were great.
You was on the chat earlier.
Yes.
But now you is gone. So, DJ Pussycat says, I didn't know CNR was Witchy Poo because it wasn't true. I gotcha. And then Jet says, that's me and you, EWE. And VJ Pussycat says, Jet. Okay. And there we are. You're up to date, Michael.
Really? Okay, good.
You're up to date, Michael. And
sounds good.
Michael, you are dating yourself.
Oh, my God. I'm the oldest man in the universe. I couldn't even help date myself.
Methuselah.
I've seen everything back to the beginning of time. Let me tell you, it's not pretty. If you saw the inside of my head and what I know. See, to me, that's what God would be. He would have a mind that was able to encapsulate such a vast varieties of evil. A few decades ago.
Oh, great! Yay, Niedermeyer. That's Chip. That's you
really,
and Kevin Bacon.
Do you hear
Animal House here in the background? Listen carefully.
No.
Listen. Animal House.
I'm gonna leave it there.
It's Dean Warmer.
There's no ashtray.
Your Animal House. So Michael J. Pepe says, "I'm so old," and Jet says, "How old are you?"
Well, my, let's see, my
DJ Pussycat
Facebook,
says he's married to Edie Brickell.
My Facebook
Michael
site.
Michael Pepe's married to Edie Brickell. Neat. Cool.
Really? My Facebook site, which apparently has just been destroyed. I don't know what's happened to it.
Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, somehow they just deleted it or something. But my Facebook site says, I was born in 1906, so that would be 111. And I must say, I feel pretty good for 111. Not too bad. I guess they must have figured that 1906 would be the last time anyone would be born who would be young enough to remember the internet and to get on it. Right? Because that was the bottom extreme of the window that Facebook gave me when they said, how old are you? The furthest back it went was 1906. So I just picked that. I suppose now, right, they wouldn't allow me to do that, right? Wait, what? I don't know, but in any event, all of a sudden, about 3 weeks ago, they no longer take my password. They demand my phone number unequivocally. When I try to provide the phone number, it says the time required for this trend, your time has expired.
Well, see, they figure you're 111 and you're just about to die.
Your time has expired before it even started. It hasn't even started yet. And they're saying... No. I did 1906 in 2005 or whenever I started the... But can they do that? Can they just wipe out, 15 years of your life?
Read the fine
print. Like, by mistake? just to
read the toss.
Just yeah, but I mean, just
it's a toss up, but you read it and you'll know.
It's perhaps some kind of not bureaucratic mistake or something, because I can't imagine. I can't imagine it would be like
seriously. Fucking Facebook is awful. Feces fucking book.
Well, I wonder. You know,
poop.
What I wonder is whether or not it's a malicious attack or something. That's what makes you paranoid.
The militia is attacking.
All of a
Michael.
Sudden, you're just cut off, and you can't contact Facebook once you're off it.
A malicious.
There's
militia.
No way to contact them. There's no customer service, even when you're on it. There's no.
You should ask for your money
tech
back.
Tech support.
Oh, wait. It's free. That's
There's no
right.
Facebook tech support.
Well, you get what you pay for. That's what they
There's
say.
There's no Facebook customer
Who
service.
Are they?
You can't talk to them. Yeah.
Talk to the hand.
Ever.
Talk
so I'm
to
thinking,
the hand.
What I'm thinking is, what if I'll look up Facebook Inc. in, I mean, corporate headquarters. If
Why don't
I
you
had...
just go down there? It's on Market Street. Walk in the door and say, I'm Michael J. Pepe. You guys fucked up my whole trip.
Do they
here
have
on
one here? I thought
book.
I had to go to, like, the Valley or something.
You could go to the Valley, but why do that when Facebook has a headquarters
is up here,
on Market Street?
On Market and what?
Or the guy that started the whole thing, social network, Jesse Eisenberg,
yeah,
he lives over at Dolores Park. Go over to his house, ring the fucking bell, and say, hey.
What you're talking about is a pinafore.
Well, that's, yeah, but I mean, you can't find
well,
out.
Look, I'm having a drink called After Party. After Party Urban Remedy.
Good.
It has, what's in After Party here?
Terrible.
Let's read it.
Sounds like something healthy.
Carrot,
terrible.
Carrot, apple, lemon, ginger, beetroot.
Disgusting.
After Party Urban Remedy. Food is healing.
Yeah.
Food is healing. We believe that food can be healing
no.
to people and the planet.
Spiked with
Our
what?
Founder, licensed acupuncturist and herbalist,
I love the thought of that.
Neki Pasquale, LAC, utilizes the wisdom of Chinese medicine to craft healing plant-based food that nourishes the body.
I haven't got beyond
to
Pasquale,
naturally
LAC.
Lower inflammation. Join our conversation at
that would be,
blah, 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 DDDHTP.
Los Angeles Court.
After Party, quench your thirst, whether you've been partying the night before or not. This traditional Chinese medicine formulation blends roots and fruits, perfect for the morning after. There's got to be a morning after, and if I drink this drink, will I be there?
Sounds like poison to me. I don't know. I know.
It tastes like poison.
You know what? A lot
it
of those things,
like
the
spirit.
Big problem with it
yum,
is
yum,
there
yum,
are too
yum.
Many tomato-based things. That's what ruins V8. It's tomato-based.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
that,
drinking a bunch
it's got
of
tons
tomato,
of poison in it, too.
But it's like drinking a bunch of tomato sauce.
Right.
You know, and they try to force it down your throat. Oh, V8, V8. And,
you say
you know,
tomato,
it really,
I say
what is
tomato.
It? It's tomato juice. Come
no, DJ Pussycat says it really says that. It's an abortion.
Juice. Tomatoes.
Yes, it does really say that. It doesn't taste like an abortion.
No.
I don't think it says that.
I've had some really good abortions.
Well, I haven't.
But this stuff's
thankfully.
Better than even the best abortions that I've ever had.
Well, of course, in the old days, sometimes the new mother would actually eat the placenta. Of the child, and indeed, it's a very nutritious material. The placenta tends to be full of nutrients that were once being given to the newborn.
Abortions, 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 abortions.
I think that's frowned upon now.
Abortion, 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 abortion.
Unless you're like Wiccan and you ask for it, you know, and then oh, here it is, ma'am. Here's your bodily fluids.
Looking real good, like gazpacho. Michael, have you ever had gazpacho? Gazpacho.
It's too hot. I think it's too hot for me.
Gazbarley.
I like a kind of a light salsa, not too hot. I'm not really big on hot.
No.
I'm more of a mildish.
Caliente.
Indeed. Yeah. The higher up they go, the more they want to take it with them.
Yeah.
You're gonna light
and
that
I
thing.
Certainly
just holding
don't
your hand there. K Rob's sitting over there jonesing, and meanwhile you're camping on the.
Oh, it went out a long time ago because
too tight, probably. Yeah, blame me.
Well,
okay. There we go again.
It,
okay. I'm the one. I did everything wrong.
Okay, no.
I am, therefore I am tight. I'm a tight wad.
Indeed, the higher up they go,
wad
the more
is really
tighter
tight.
They put them.
Indeed. Look at my
the
big wad. It's
go,
really tight. Yeah, tight wad. There were a lot of tight wads at the Drag King show last night.
Tight wads?
Lots of
they
tight wads.
They didn't buy drinks?
Hang on,
no,
said she's
no,
got
they
Fanny's
took their pants off and showed their big tight wads to the audience.
One thing I can't stand, a crowd that don't buy drinks.
This crowd was buying a lot of drinks. A lot of drinks.
That's what I like to see at the house.
They were drinking after party from Urban Remedy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Urban Remedy.
It's not even alcoholic.
We believe that food can be healing to people and the planet. Our founder. Oh, wait. We did that already. Sorry. Back up.
You don't get high from it.
I get high from a little help from your body odor.
Health. I've heard everything. You know,
yeah,
the
that
greatest
guy.
Health guy ever.
Earlier tonight, he said,
no one has ever equaled as for health. The greatest health guy ever was, as we all know,
Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne.
Yay, I knew it. Woohoo! I win. What do I win? Did you know that Jack LaLanne?
What do I win?
Jack LaLanne and Dr. Bronner both were acolytes of Dr. Bragg.
The burner on her?
No, of Dr. Bragg, the guy that the Bragg's food additives and good stuff.
Really?
And, yeah, Bragg. Bragg started.
Not familiar. I know Bragg the general, the
Bragg
Civil
started
War general.
The health industry in L.A. that burgeoned into what now is Whole Foods, owned by Amazon. Quite literally, you can track all that shit back to Bragg.
Did he start Whole Foods?
My Jesus, folding off his chair.
No.
Well, there was a lot of different, of course, Whole Foods all throughout the country in the 70s. But here it was called Rainbow and
I love
Whole
Rainbow
Foods.
Indeed. Grocery. I
yeah.
was
the
just
higher
down
up
there
they go,
earlier today.
The more they want to yeah. take it with them.
I've been shopping there since before you were born.
Oh, my God.
Even though they only opened in 1973. Wait,
right.
But you were born
well,
in 74, right?
I was born in 77.
Weren't you? Oh, it was...
Summer of Hate.
7777.
Yes.
The Summer of
in
Glove.
Fact, yeah. That's my birthday, exactly.
The Summer of Glove. A good time great? For fistula.
Well, that would be
Michael,
six,
would you like
seven.
A fistula?
That would be 7767.
Michael, would you like a fistula?
Definitely not. Here, would you like a fistula?
Yes, Whole Foods well, started in Austin, Texas. It certainly did.
Can't get new one.
Oh, yes, that's where the headquarters is, where the
what,
IRS
fistula?
Headquarters is. Also,
what?
Fistulas are in Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay.
They fly out from underneath the Congress Street Bridge every night at dusk.
Well, now, of course, it's
hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions of them.
Fistulas. Yeah. Incredible.
They are not vampire fistulas, though. They are fistulas that eat flying insects. And they congregate under the Congress Street Bridge in Austin, Texas, that connects the downtown with the southern part of the city.
I
so
see.
The fistulas live up underneath the bridge. They do leave in the
and
fall and come back in the spring.
Amphibian lizard?
They are amphibian fistulas.
Cretaceous.
Fistulas, gastropods,
they're gastropods,
amphibious,
belly foot.
They are
little creepy things. They creep along the ground with a little shell.
They fly
through the air.
They fly like freezer flies and freezer fleas. They drop down out of the bridge.
So they're insects? No.
They are intersexed.
Oh my God.
They are intersexed fistulas.
Intersexed fistulas.
The Summer of Glove.
So,
starring an intersexed
yes.
fistula.
Well, madame, would you love to fistula?
Only with my glove on.
Please tie your horse up, ma'am. No, hey, wait.
So Spy Emerson was here before you got here tonight, Michael.
Get off!
Yeah, you missed Spy, and I'm sure you do miss Spy.
Oh.
And I missed Spy too, and didn't get to see much of her because I didn't get here early enough. But Spy gave me this something here wrapped up wrapped in plastic. It's a Laura Palmer quiche wrapped in plastic.
Really?
Well, actually, this is not plastic. This is not even Jack Nance. This is aluminum foil. I'm going to make a hat out of this after I'm finished unwrapping things.
Laura Palmer quiche.
Eldridge.
You know,
Laura
I have to
Palmer
say
Eldridge,
about the original...
The transmigration about of Laura Palmer Eldridge.
Who the hell are
Pardon
you? What are you doing
with
these mechanized mannequins?
Early Twin Peaks had the very sexiest waitresses ever. And what is this, then?
Shelley Johnson. Shelley Johnson was one of those waitresses.
Boxer.
This is really good, Spy.
It was like ideal...
If you're listening... yum. Isn't that good stuff, man? What do you think, Mike?
What
like
is
it?
The? It's delicious. And what
more.
Is it? A?
It's a fistula. Shove it in your mouth and take a bite. Swallow.
But I mean,
swallow my fistula.
You had a name for it, not fistula. Are you saying I have to crack another one?
Not until. A couple hours from now.
Very, very
crack
sad
of dawn.
People.
Crack of dawn. Crack of dawn is a drag king. Crack of dawn. Oh, there were some great ones last night. Buster Wide Open. Buster Wide Open was there. Buster did not win the... Buster did not win the... yeah, she does. She does, but she's not... Who's she going with now? Shelley Johnson. I don't know what ever happened to Leo. Didn't see any. Well, there were some flashbacks of Leo Johnson. Haven't seen the up-to-date Leo Johnson in the latest Twin Peaks. Yeah, Shelley's still working at the diner, and Peggy Lipton still owns the thing.
Oh, really?
I've actually eaten there many, many times, taking people there
but
for
the
cherry pie.
The real Peggy Lipton is in the new version?
The real Peggy Lipton is reprising her character from the original... Two seasons and film.
Fantastic.
Yep. Michael Ankeen is not having an affair with her any longer, though. He did not deign to appear in the show. His brother, so Sheriff Harry Truman isn't there. His brother, what's his name, Frank or something like that. I don't know. He's played by, what, Robert Taylor or Robert Smith or Robert
Some
Horse
Robert,
Feathers?
Yeah.
Robert Forster, right. Robert Forster, the guy who was in... And he was brought back to reality by Quentin Tarantino in Jackie Brown. Yeah, because his career had fallen off and whatnot, like his hair. So Leo didn't come back, no. She married Bobby and divorced him. Yeah, Bobby, ooh, there was, I don't know, that could be a spoiler I could say. There was, somebody said something about Bobby the other day, about Bobby having killed someone. The other day meaning the day when I was watching the episode. It happened many a day, many other days ago. I'm in a daze.
Who said
Michael's got me in a daze. You've got me under my skin.
Bobby.
You've got skin under my foreskin. You foreskin under my foreground. Your foreskin is on my forehead. Don't talk about it, please. Frankly, I won't say another word, VJ Pussycat. I don't want to ruin anything for you. And VJ Pussycat, what is the last episode of the 18 that you have viewed? I am in midway through 18, but paused to reflect and have not continued. I'm still reflecting. Can't you see this bright, shiny mirror that you are get that dog out of here.
Get the dog out of here.
Cerebus.
Sounds like we've got quite a menagerie here.
A menagerie trois.
The committee.
16. Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. So the last episode you've seen is 16. Was that? Did that end with the scene on the hilltop bit there with? Evil Coop, maybe, and the other
the
one.
The committee.
And I'm not going to spoil anything by saying that.
No, don't spoil anything, but what about Cooper?
Gosh,
what about
if
Agent,
I don't eat the rest of this quiche, it's going to spoil.
You're
what about
us
the main director? No, I'm all right.
You are?
What about the FBI agent, you know, Kyle MacLachlan? Is he in it?
Nope.
But he's the best guy ever.
Oh, wait. No, he
isn't. In a million
That's right.
movies.
He's the executive
he's
producer,
He's always
too.
Great, isn't he?
He's,
and he's perfect for that role.
Which role? Dougie Jones?
As, you know, the Agent Cooper, I guess it was, or whatever the FBI
the
agent
evil Cooper.
That was investigating.
I love the thought of you running into the laboratory
in Twin Peaks.
Well, it seemed like that what was...
That was Kyle MacLachlan.
It seemed as if that was what was going on, but maybe
right.
it, that's not
well,
what
no,
was
Well, no, he
going
turned
on.
Out to be the monster at the end. It turned out to be him.
Bob. But did
he
it turn out to
Bob.
Be him? Or what happened is that Bob transferred from someone else into Cooper.
Right,
Cooper
possibly.
Became the new vessel
oh, is that,
for Bob.
Now you're talking what you know from the sequel.
No,
from
I'm talking,
the new version.
I'm talking what I know from, this, from
oh,
those shows.
The original
it
show.
It was apparent that Bob oh. left one vessel and moved into a new one.
Yeah.
Like, right. like Barbara
exactly.
Eden.
Exactly. And he ended up in the very FBI agents.
And I dream of Sub-Genie.
Fat himself. Was it Cooper? Agent Cooper? Wasn't that his name?
Agent Garland Cooper. Remember
yeah.
Garland Cooper?
Yeah.
Who did he play first base for? You need your headphones on,
and,
Michael. You can't keep up with this.
Oh, he...
Who was Garland Cooper?
And he... I don't care, but...
You better care.
I had his cassette tape. Of his,
it wasn't his kid.
Of his, you know, audio letters to Diane. Diane?
That kid is the
I
kid.
I had a
of,
whole cassette of that.
That kid.
Just
the,
what Diane would tell him, you know.
The kid is the kid of the person that owns the lodge. Right? The dead, the blown up kid is the son of the person that owns the lodge.
Talking about
who
the
owns the lodge? Yeah, who's the guy that owns the lodge?
Oh,
Richard Boehmer. What's his character's name?
I could not begin to remember that. Now you're talking about 92 is the last time I saw any episode at all of Twin Peaks. So 92. 25 years. No, I can't really remember.
25.
All I remember is Pretty Waitresses, The Log Lady.
Hawk.
It gave birth to
I'm
that
Dr.
stupid
Raven.
TV show, Northern Lights or whatever. Suddenly,
BJ Pussycat says, "Let's
Pacific,
talk about Foreskin again."
The Pacific Northwest became cool.
Michael wasn't here for that anyway.
For what? Foreskin?
There's a foreskin on your forehead.
That's not true. I believe. Mine
I see
was
it.
Taken off like a good Christian boy, whatever, when I was baptized, I imagine.
Did you cut your hair again, Michael?
I mean, is there supposed to be something there?
Did you cut your hair again, Michael?
No.
So it's just growing out?
It's growing out.
You cut
it
one of the last
soon.
Times I saw you.
I've got to cut it pretty soon.
You
because
do.
It's getting way
you're,
too far.
You're
yeah.
looking like a fucking hippie.
I'm a hippie now.
You are a hippie.
Pathetic.
Summer of Glove. You're going to get a fistula real soon.
So, okay. So this fistula's.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to get an idea of the taxonomic breakdown.
Right. The grandchild. Thank you.
No,
what's his name?
The taxonomic breakdown of a fistula. It's an amphibian or a reptile, an insect, a bird. How does it fly? Is it a mammal? What is it?
It's in the fourth kingdom.
You mean it's like Tolkien? Okay.
Right. You got it. It's not an animal, a plant, or a fungi. It's in the fourth kingdom. The wild kingdom. Mutual of Omaha. It's found
well,
there in Nebraska.
Right. What did we call that? Well, there's the famous...
Sometimes we call that this, and sometimes
fourth,
we just call that that.
The committee.
Phase of
or
matter.
It, but it really isn't grammatically
is plasma,
correct when that is that.
As opposed to...
Plasma. wrapped in plasma.
To, matter, air,
Richard
and
Horn,
fire.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yep, yep,
but,
yep.
But,
Audrey Horny. What's up with the weird proportions of her boyfriend or new husband in the show? Isn't that strange? Do you notice that too, K-Rob? That
what
weird
that?
Shit with his arms and shoulder? Because that's not what the real guy looks like at all.
What show?
We can't tell you. It's a spoiler. Sorry.
Okay, good.
Just close
I'll
your ears.
I'll never watch it anyway.
Twin Peaks? You won't watch the new one?
Oh, it's the new one. Oh, okay.
Ah, okay. See, so there
what?
You go.
Okay.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right. Don't
we could ruin it for you.
Yeah.
And in
well,
the end...
Well, sometimes... Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, okay.
There's a big, giant nuclear explosion, and that's the way the whole thing ends at the very end.
Somehow
of all.
Doug comes across these things...
The committee.
For cheap, and he passes them along. But like,
what, on a DVD?
Excuse me. No, just as a file, you know.
Oh,
shit.
I've got... How are those files doing over there, K-Rob? Any good ones? What did I had some... I had all these new Black Mirrors on there. Bunch of Black...
Wait, you have new Black Mirrors?
I do. I have all of Season 2 and all of Season 1.
I should have brought my thing. I should have brought my geek whistle.
And if you did, we could somehow get them over to you. Bring it next time, I'll bring them back.
I should, yeah.
I'll bring all the Twin Peakses.
Well, I need too. All I have of Black Mirror is season 3.
So I've got, 1 and 2 and the White Christmas episode, which is real good, too, actually. Yeah, there isn't a bad one in the bunch.
You know, I have, a hallucination of having seen an episode that didn't end up to be one of the ones that I have. I don't even know how I saw it. But it was incredible. It was so great. It was one where each scene is an overlap. The audio is from a different scene from the audio and the video of what you're looking at. And so... It might be from the scene before then, or from the scene after then. And so, you end up, I think you're going through the movie
Charlie Don't Surf.
Backwards, while you're actually going through it forwards, maybe. Because the thing is, it all consists of phone messages. And it's always... A person moving in a room, doing stuff, and listening to a phone message.
That was a dream, definitely. It's not one of the episodes.
It was the most ingenious, brilliant thing I'd ever seen.
And it turned out to be a dream.
I have never been able to find... Oh, don't tell me. If so, I should do it, because it's incredible. But it would take incredible skill. Because, you know, the plot is such that...
Speaking of doing it, Michael, how about a show?
It's all about how everybody listens to the message at a different time from the person that picks up
Jerry.
The message. And so it's... I guess they're...
Jerry is... Warriors
they're
come
overlapping
out and play,
those two things, anyway.
Warriors come out and play.
Genius.
Yay. That's Jerry. Jerry Horn.
Who's that?
From Twin Peaks.
Oh.
He's the guy from the Warriors who did Warriors come out and play.
Yeah, I'm supposed to know that. But then if I say,
well
who's
do know
that?
It. I just told
then
you.
Then you tell me, oh, I can't tell you that.
Who's that?
Because
you
it's a spoiler thing.
Is that. But you don't want me to spoil it.
True.
I like spoilers.
But you can't prevent me talking about it.
You know,
if you bring it up.
On a Dodge Daytona, a spoiler is really boss. Don't you think so? A nice big, about 4 foot high spoiler on a
what
Dodge
would that
Daytona.
What be called then? That stock car? You mean?
It'd be called a hot rod or a boner.
If it was totally, you know,
or
sure about the difference between
you got it,
stock
Ben and Jerry, bingo,
stock car,
yep,
race car,
pretty funny,
NASCAR,
huh? Kind of like Miller, Bud, and. What was the other guy from Miller, Bud, and
the best ones.
And from Repo Man, Miller, Bud, and the third one
Coors.
Was not Coors, Miller, Bud.
What do you
fuck,
mean?
What were their names? The three of the characters from
well,
Repo
what's
Man.
The third Schlitz?
Miller, Bud, and Bud was
Coors.
Bud was the same guy who's in Twin Peaks, actually. Yeah, yeah. Bruce Dern, right? No, that's not his name. Paris, Texas. Yeah, Harry Dean Stanton, definitely.
The committee.
Oh, my God. Was he in it, too?
Yeah, Jerry's in that same scene, too, at the end of 16 there, BJ.
Wait, is Harry Dean in the new one?
Harry Dean is in the new one.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Mobile home.
This will be the genius at his best. He's now you've really raised my expectations.
Paris, Texas.
He's good in everything.
Probably, too.
Paris, Texas.
His daughter's in there as well, too, actually. Yeah.
That's right.
Not Diane Ladd.
Natasha Kinski.
Yep, that is Harry Dean Stanton's daughter.
It's unbelievable.
Michael,
hard
that's
to know.
Great that you knew
yep,
that.
But
Not many people know that.
Well, that's such a super movie, and it's a Sam Shepard written movie, so of course it's great, and he's in it.
Which one? Nosferatu?
Paris, Texas. No, he's not in that one. I think he wrote... I don't know. He wrote it, but I think he's not in it. But he's in
Sam
the
Shepard
other one,
Paris,
Fool
Texas.
For Love. Fool for Love, another
with
super
Laura
great.
With Laura Dern, who is the daughter of Harry Dean Stanton, and she also yep. is in the new Twin Peaks.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, how about that?
So
right?
sexy. And
because
she's like 70. She's, you know why? She's just so tall and skinny. It's unbelievable. She must be 6'1 and about 104. Even to this day, isn't
well,
she?
Well, you're 111,
I don't
so
mean, she was
right
so
near age.
Sexy.
You guys could be going out now.
She was in the hottest role any woman's ever had, practically. In
what's that?
Wild at Heart. Lynch
didn't
is
like
Wild
that movie
at Heart.
Very much.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Well, she was so sexy, and I've never seen...
the other one that you named Lynch made as well, too. It wasn't the person
better.
You said. It was Lynch that did that one, too. What was the other film that you just name-checked and said it was directed by, I don't know, Richard Boehmer or someone?
No, Fool for Love was directed by Wim Wenders.
That's
Paris,
Vim,
Texas.
Wim Wenders.
Wait,
Paris,
well,
Texas
sorry.
Is Wim Wenders,
Paris,
and Fool
Texas
for Love is David Lynch.
Is... No.
We do know that, VJ Pussycat. At least I do.
Fool
I don't
for
think
Love
Michael does. He's
is
confused
Robert
about
Altman.
All sorts of things.
Fool for Love is Robert Altman. And, yeah.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, I am, sir.
I don't know. I don't think
I
so.
I am. But Sam Shepard wrote the
he did. He wrote Fool
script.
For Love.
Yeah.
Wim Wenders did Paris, Texas, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, mm-hmm. for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he also did one of the movies, the Ripley movies, too, actually.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, he did the one where Dennis Hopper plays Ripley.
I almost
that's
want
Vin
to... You know what? It's so sad that I finally stopped doing after, what, 40 years?
Roman Polanski.
40 years, I finally stopped carrying around a piece of paper.
Do you need one?
And I need one now. What was the other thing, the other movie you were talking about? Was Mr. Ripley.
King Kong. Skull
no,
Island.
No, you guys were talking about it. No, no, no. Mr. Ripley. Oh, but it doesn't work.
The talented Mr. Ripley.
It doesn't... Right. It doesn't work if we don't remember the other thing that it was what pushed me over the line to actually feels write bad. It down.
One toke over the line, Michael Pepe.
Things.
One toke over the line. One toke over the line, Michael Pepe. Pepe over the line. You've crossed the line, Michael. You are now a Wichita Lions man.
And then, okay, right, that was Patricia Highsmith. Right. You guys were talking about. Well, you were talking about. What was the other one? That I was
Strangers on a Train.
No, I've seen that a million times.
And she
wait
wrote
minute,
the book.
Wait a minute. No.
I'm going back someday.
Paris, Texas.
Come what may.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. No, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I was thinking of Brief Encounter. No. Totally
what?
Different movie. Yeah.
The
but passenger. It's a train movie. It's about a love affair on a train.
Do you remember
and
Doug
course,
talking about the Benjamin Franklin statue?
Vanishes. People were obsessed with trains in the old days.
Well, the idea that with that, it's a kind of sex metaphor, get it? Train
yeah.
into tunnel, hello, hello,
I
north
guess.
By northwest, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, it was
ha.
A very romantic place, people. Well, I think it is.
Well,
know.
That's the whole deal, right? Like,
you
he leans in there
people.
For the clutch, and wow, the train goes into the tunnel. Thanks, Alfred, you are really funny. Get it, I got it, yep.
Well, he's the greatest ever.
He's phenomenal.
No question.
Phenomenal.
No question. And in fact, I decided...
How did he pull off his cameo
his
in Lifeboat?
His shows are shown so often.
I have
and
not...
And yet, I see them again and again, day after day after day, and they never stop.
I tried to watch it, but I didn't
almost
like it.
Almost never see the same one twice. They're endless. And in every one, he does a witty intro that is almost invariably genuinely funny and makes fun of the advertisers.
The books as well, too. Little books of short stories as well, too, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. A series of those.
Right. Oh, I had those.
Great stuff. Really great
those.
Stories and all that. And the TV shows were wonderful, too.
He had I don't know if in fact, he was one of the few, maybe, sci-fi stars, I don't know, that actually did the editing.
Right.
Of
and that
the
scene,
Alfred
the
Hitchcock,
his
magazine. He did edit the magazine.
Maria Schneider just bat in the passenger, and it was the end of her life.
Oh, I know.
She might as well have died. So
what?
That scene,
why? Oh.
Because the butter
scene.
That
was a great movie.
Nah, she didn't dig any of it at all. They raped her, basically. She said,
I was gonna
never
see
take
that.
Your clothes off for a middle-aged really? Director who claims he's making art. After that, that's what she said.
And, really? So she
got off the Schneider after now, that, so and it was not good for her.
Now
at all.
That's why I got the pin out.
So in
because
the film, in this.
You're talking about Antonioni's The Passenger. Isn't
last
it?
That's Passenger, but in yeah. What is it, Bertolucci, or who did Last Tango in Paris?
Oh, Last Tango.
In that one, there's a scene, the scene in the bathroom.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Doug was.
Where he fucks her on the sill, the windowsill.
He's. In the bathroom bit, though, Doug was saying, yeah, there's a. Really
but
weird.
That was
the statue
great
of Ben.
Scene.
Remember him talking about the statue of Benjamin Franklin in the bathroom scene and how weird and kind of out of place it was. But of course, you know, Benjamin Franklin spent time in France, so that
he
was what
he surely did.
Actually,
and
the,
had
the key,
lovers in France.
The key was
as
that
everyone does
when he lived in France. Benjamin Franklin lived in the Passe neighborhood, Passy, and that's where the Last Tango in Paris apartment is too, in the same neighborhood. So that's really why they have the Franklin thing in there. It's it's even more localized of a connection than just the whole Francophilian thing.
I was wondering if I should look at that. I haven't watched Last Tango since it came out. I wonder if I should look at that again. I was very impressed. I thought it was wonderful.
Incredible. He was, but he wasn't.
Who?
Thank
Brando.
You. In the film Lifeboat...
The whole film was great, but you're saying Romy felt, what, violated?
What was the cameo? What was Hitchcock's cameo in Lifeboat?
I don't know. I'm more concerned with Romy right now.
Romy
you're
is.
Saying Romy felt violated by her experience filming Last Tango in Paris with Brando?
Yeah, totally. She felt
by
raped.
By the director or by Brando?
Because they didn't tell her anything about the butter or any of that stuff. Just like, wham, bam, there you go. Boom.
Did she?
Now, on to Lifeboat.
Did she feel like this at the time?
Fuck, I wanted to play Trivial Pursuit. You just keep going. Fuck.
All right.
No, that's okay. Oh, sure, it's
fine. Let me, because I'm going to redo that.
Redo. Reboot. Rebut.
Well, but now, wait a minute, though. Are you saying anything about The Passenger, or you just made a mistake?
I am referring to Maria Schneider as having done essentially two films of any sort of note. And after that, after being abused by old men in both of those films, she'd had enough of it. And kind of went downhill, alcoholism, drugalism, and pretty soon she was a juggalo, and she was listening to the Insane Clown Posse, and then it was
so
the
she
end.
Turned her life around and became successful. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that really is
drugs
the,
can do that for you.
That's really the lesson of all psychology, 60s, 70s, 80s, is, you know, follow your bliss, do what you want. And
steer clear of middle-aged men.
And that's what people know, and do whatever middle-aged men
never
tell you to do.
Never trust anyone over 30.
Depending on how much money they have. And that's why everyone is free to do all that, and that's why the internet is the way it is.
So it was
extremely dangerous.
Was Talia Shire from Middle-earth?
Yeah, I really was never a Tolkien fan. I wasn't into Tolkien.
Okay, but are you a Rocky fan? That's what I want to know.
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Rocky and Coppola.
The first Rocky was kind of a classic look back, nostalgic. I thought it was very, very well done. After that,
I thought it was shite.
It was just stupid, and because it was John Williams, and he makes... You know, vanilla.
Yeah, who did the first one? John
he
Avildsen,
makes vanilla
right?
ice cream
who just
out
died
of everything
earlier
he touches.
This year.
Who, Williams?
John Avildsen, the guy who directed the first Rocky, died earlier this year.
Well, but you could see where that's in line with a certain kind of movie, and it was perfect. It was romantic. She's kind of a plain girl.
Awful.
He's the...
You like that movie?
No. Well, I mean, I admire
the... Did Stallone direct the first one?
He directed it and wrote it.
Or maybe he just wrote it and acted in it, and Avildsen directed it.
You forget, at the time,
Rambo.
That was very, very much against the grain. Things were very, very cynical.